Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. In recent weeks, we've been reporting on the controversy around the Mills administration's decision that industrializing uninhabited Sears Island is preferable to building the offshore wind facility that she would like to build on nearby Mack Point, which is already industrialized. LD 2266, the governor's bill that removes environmental protections for a sand dune on the island, was supported by some of the large environmental groups and unions in the state. They testified in support of removing environmental protections. The rationale is that Mack Point, as an alternative, had been studied and ruled out as requiring too much dredging, but no one has seen those reports, and it's uncertain whether they relied on early figures, which have been reduced by at least 85% in terms of the amount of dredging required. The governor's office has refused to release the studies that the administration says prove Sears Island is the best option, even to legislators before their vote on LD 2266. The bill initially was voted down in the House, but the Senate voted for it, and in the end it did pass. Today we have an update on the situation from two of the folks who've been closely involved.
My name is Nikki Sakara, and I'm co-founder of Community Water Justice. I currently live in Fryeburg, Maine, but I grew up along the Penobscot River in Eddington. Yeah, this past week was interesting at the State House, where LD 2266 ended up passing both houses. This decision is really premature. It led the legislature to really not making a thoughtful decision in passing this bill, because there's a lot of information that the governor's office still holds that would be important to see and understand before making this type of decision for these types of impacts to happen on an ecologically intact area, which is Sears Island.
Hi, this is Chris Buchanan. I've been working to start the Citizens to Protect Sears Island group out of Searsport here where I live. And we are considering a name change though. So watch for Campaign to Protect Sears Island instead. And, you know, we had a really frustrating time at the legislature. Like Nikki said, there was a lot of lack of transparency, and the governor actually made an effort to flip a lot of votes. So I think people involved from the volunteer standpoint were frustrated by a lack of democracy, just feeling like we did a ton of outreach. And there was a lot of legislators, especially Democratic legislators, who weren't willing to even talk to us about this. They just seemed to be following the administration's lead on preferring Sears Island for development. And there's so much misinformation and lack of information about Mack Point. So in particular, I just want to point out how, you know, the dredging issue has been brought up over and over again. And it's important to remember that it's this area that they want to dredge is 85% less or more than what they originally stated several years back. And they weren't using updated numbers. And the current dredge area, 61,000 cubic yards, is adjacent to the federally maintained canal. So the likelihood of there being contaminants that would prevent the development from happening there are extremely low. But that's just some of the information that needs to come out from the governor's office and more environmental studies to be done. We were really hoping that with this legislation, we would force the administration to choose Mack Point as a preferred site instead of Sears Island, and they could continue to use Sears Island as an alternatives analysis, but with the target on Mack Point because they are poised and ready to do the development there. So the governor's office has actually said Sears Island would be less environmentally impactful. And, you know, that's ridiculous. That's absurd. But as a citizens group going up against an administration, you know, people are going to listen to the administration. And so is the mainstream press. And it's really frustrating. People that want to get involved with us, the best way to reach out right now is either to email us at protectwasumkek@proton.me or visit the Facebook page, which is protectwasumkek/Sears Island.
That was Chris Buchanan and Nikki Sakara. Those who support industrializing Sears Island say it's necessary in order to address the climate crisis, and they accept the word of the administration that Mack Point is not a viable alternative. As of late last year, the AP and U.S. News & World Report, among others, reported that there is a race to build offshore wind facilities on the East Coast. Several have already been approved, and 25 more were in the process as of last fall. Is it worth sacrificing Sears Island to jump into that race? In the words of the late, great Rob McCall, go out and see for yourself. The island is just off Route 1 in Searsport, and at least as of now, it's open to the public. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.